Joey Pigs Has Swallowed the Key by Jack Gantos. Chapter 1. Off the Wall. At school they say I'm wired bad or wired mad or wired sad or wired glad, depending on my mood and what teacher has ended up with me. But there's no doubt about it. I'm wired. This year was no different. When I started out, all the days there looked about the same. In the morning I'd be okay and follow along in class. But after lunch, when my meds had worn down, it was nothing but trouble for me. One day we were doing math drills in class, and every time Mrs. Maxey asked a question like, "What's 9 times 9? I'd raise my hand because I'm really quick at math. But each time she called on me, even though I knew the answer, I'd just blurt out, "Can I get back to you on that?" Then I'd nearly fall out of my chair from laughing. And she'd give me that white-lipped look which meant, "Settle down." But I didn't, and kept raising my hand each time she asked a question, until finally no other kid would raise their hand because they knew what was coming between me and Mrs. Maxey. "Okay, Joey," she'd say, calling on me and staring hard at my face, as if her eyes were long fingers that could grip me by the chin. I'd stare right back and hesitate a second as if I was planning to answer the question, and then I'd holler out really loud, "Can I get back to you on that?" Finally, after a bunch of times of me doing that in a row, she jerked her thumb toward the door. "Out in the hall," she said, and the class cracked up. So I went and stood in the hall for about a second until I remembered the mini Super Ball in my pocket and started to bounce it off the lockers and ceiling, and after Mrs. Deebs in the next class stuck her head out the door and yelled, "Hey, cut the racket," like she was yelling at a stray cat, I remembered something I wanted to try. I had seen the Tasmanian devil on TV whirling around like a top, so I unbuckled my belt and pulled on the end really hard, as if I was trying to start a lawnmower.